Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
For business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I didn't listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that whole time of rock and roll. Don't try and take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor. 10 minutes, I'll be late for the drop. You like that whole time?
Central Standard Time. We always give people a little bit of time to come into the chat room and get available and all that stuff like we do every week. We have one person who is coming to the chat room. Welcome, Cosmic Carrie. You know, just we like to get people into the chat room settled and ready to go, you know, with the start of the Indian drum to honor Mother Earth and the places that we walk. And then, you know, we like to, you know, advertise GGM Radio and Reverend B and her lovely book that she has out there. And you heard some music a little while ago called Old Time Rock and Roll. That's by Bethany Caudell going out to her aunt Jen as a dedication. So we're doing that today. She is taking a break from a very long, overworked time. She spends her time working with music and other stuff. So if you're interested in Bethany's CDs or anything, you can check out www.southernstreak.com. And if you're interested in a CD or anything, you can email me at starwea@hotmail.com, and I'll be happy to, you know, get a CD or whatever out to you. She is a wonderful professional performer that I have the beauty of knowing, and just thought I would throw that song out there to you guys. So moving right along here, today we have a very special guest from Florida. Her name is Marsha, and Marsha came to know me a long time ago when I wanted to take a healing class, and she just reached out to me and loved me, and it was awesome. We instantly connected. She's seen me grow and blossom, and it's just lovely to, you know, be a part of her life. So Marcia is a private investigator by day and a healer by night. So Marcia is licensed in Florida, and she's a talented healer as well. She's had lots of experiences, lots of very spiritual, powerful, mind-blowing experiences with angels. So almost 6 years ago, after having been laid off from a corporate job with a global risk consulting firm, Marcia became reconnected to her passion for metaphysical study and alternative healing. So Marcia continues that work as a freelance private investigator, and she also works as a healer. So Marcia is an accomplished angel card reader, which I am too, and Marcia is very good at angel readings, by the way. Just so you know, I really, as a reader, I go to her as well for advice and help. So through her reading, she provides clients with information all over the United States and Canada with remarkable insights. Marcia is also a certified medium, and she's also certified in angel theta healing, which I am too. And she is a Mesa carrier in the Peruvian shaman tradition, incorporating shamanic ceremony and practices in her work with her clients, which is really huge. So Marcia's lived in South Florida for over 11 years and has two grown daughters, and you can contact her at marcia.shulman, S-H-U-L-M-A-N, at gmail.com. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Again, that's 347-237-5339. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can at starwea@hotmail.com. I make special oil blends for people, and I do readings as well. So I would be happy to work with you. And Marcia, reach out to her. She is a very awesome angel reader and much more. So with that, again, our phone number is 347-237-5339, and we're going to bring Marcia live now. Welcome to the show, Marcia. How are you?
Thank you, Amanda. I'm doing great, and I'm sorry to hear that you're having such bad and cold weather. It's a beautiful 80-something degrees here in Miami. Not that I'm
well. We're gonna have to come down that way. You know, I've actually been learning how to drive. So, you know, it's kind of funny because I've been thinking about Florida, and my friend says, "Oh, I've never been there before, but I sing," and I said, we're going to have to take you to the beach and go to Florida and have fun. You know, that'd be really cool while I'm on this driving experience, which is, you know, very cool to actually be, you know, a little bit more empowered in my life than I was some time before. But, you know, we met, and it was a very cool way of meeting through healing work and readings and all of the above. And I just am so pleased with your work. It's just amazing what you do.
Thank you, Amanda. I consider you a very dear friend, and I know that I can go to you also, and so it's a reciprocal relationship. Thank you.
Absolutely, and I feel the same way about you, and I just love what you do, what you're about, you know, your work, and how you put all of it together. So how did you decide that you wanted to really get into this more? I know you said you kind of got back into it, but what was your first inkling to go into that? Just you followed your heart, or you saw something?
Well, some of you that are in the listening audience may have heard me talk about this before, but the very same week that I got laid off from my corporate job, a friend of mine who was going to be coming into town to stay with me to attend a workshop said, you know, are you sure you wouldn't want to go? And it was a class in mediumship that my dear friends Elsa and Carrie Stokes were going to be having. At that time, I didn't know them. And since I had just been laid off, I just couldn't see my way clear to do the workshop. But my friend called me the day before the workshop began and said, you know, I just got a call from Elsa, and she said there's space in the class. And I told her, you know, that you were interested, but you had just been laid off. So she said, tell her to call me. We'll work it out. And I did. She worked it out so that I could pay her off in time. And that was just the beginning of almost 6-year journey now. I served as their assistant and then their manager, Elsa and Carrie's manager, for a number of years, 3.5 years. And, you know, just through participating in their workshops and assisting them with them, it just got me totally reconnected with my love of spirituality and the metaphysical. And I have to say, my first attempts at angel card reading were very clumsy. You know, I had bought a deck, and when I went to read the cards, I just referred to the book that comes with the cards. But more and more, I became more trusting of my own abilities, and I, you know, just started reading cards without referring to the book and just knowing that whatever was coming to me was from the angels. And I, you know, that's how I operate today. I don't refer to the book, of course. I just, whatever I'm getting in the moment. And I, you know, originally thought I couldn't read anybody's cards that I didn't know personally, but I soon realized that I could read anybody's cards, whether I just met them or I, you know, had known them maybe a very short time. But I think it's the trust that has to be developed first, just trusting that I am connected with the angels and that the communications I receive are not originating in my head. That may be where I'm hearing it, but it's not originating there. And so that's basically been my path. And as you've mentioned, I've added other healing modalities to my repertoire, and it all gets, you know, mixed in and fused and used with various clients. So it's been,
you know, Marcia,
it's been an amazing journey.
Yeah, I remember with you being at a point of trying to figure out why I couldn't have abundance coming in my life. And I remember you sitting with me and you telling me, well, you can, there's some kind of a block. And I remember going through all these things, you know, kind of part of the workshop and the class. And I think what really got me was when, and, you know, I did experience some tears, but it was when we did the angel walk at the end of the class. And, you know, people will just have to find out about that because it's really powerful stuff.
Right.
You know, I started realizing that, you know, it's really like the journey that I began when I first started doing this at a young age. It's really falling into the angels and letting them help you. And, you know, going through that again was really challenging because I thought, you know, what are you doing when you actually do that? And really what you're doing is you're releasing yourself into, you know, God's light, angels, you know, helping you. You literally let them catch you when you fall down. And I know that for me was very huge because I had felt like, what if I do fall, Marcia? Then what? You know, what will I do beyond that? If I fall down, is it going to hurt? You know, is it going to be, you know, a million miles down, or, you know, are you going to be there on the other end? And I remember going through that class and thinking, you know what, she's on the other end of that. She's on the other end. If I just let those angels catch me, she's right there.
Right.
And boom, there you were right there at the other end of that. And it's the same kind of thing you're talking about with people trusting and allowing things to happen and allowing things to fall into place, because I thought, you know, I'm really scared, Marcia, when I go up there and I really fall into the angels, you know, fall and release and let them catch me. And I knew you were right there. I knew you were right there. I knew everything was going to be fine. I knew they were there. But, I, you know,
right.
I had to really think, because we act on fear. And so I thought, you know, this class, oh my gosh. And so when I started falling, I thought, okay, I'm going to fall and the angels are going to catch me. And there you were, you know?
Right.
That's huge.
Right. Yeah, I think most of us operate in our everyday lives from a fear-based mindset. And if we could give that up and just trust that we're going to be taken care of and that there's nothing to fear, our lives would be totally different. You know,
yeah.
I've seen, even in myself, when I start worrying about the future, that's when anxiety sets in. And if I start thinking about certain past issues, that's when I start having some fear. And so if I can just stay in the present moment, then I'm perfectly fine. Because the past is the past. It doesn't necessarily predict the future. And the future has yet to come, so I can create my future. And most of us live as if we have nothing to do with the future of our lives. And, you know, that's not true. We create our lives through our words, through our thoughts, and through our actions. So we're more
Absolutely.
Powerful than we think.
than what we realize. But, you know, one of the things that just blows my mind is here I was in this really, you know, depressed, devastated state of mind as well. You know, and we've all been there. We've all been down that
road
of breaking down and crying in front of, you know, believe it or not, I was actually at a point where I was in front of a desktop computer, and I'm actually in front of one now, funny enough. And I remember just breaking down, and, you know, Elsa was there, and she walked me through some things, and it was way before the class. But then, you know, when I met you, it was sort of like these things started playing out, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, as I'm sitting here talking to you, the rest of it started playing out where, you know, all of a sudden you're seeing, like you said, the influence of what happens next, and we don't really realize. And then, boom, there's the rest of what you had done before if you just, you know, let those angels show you because of where they come from. So I think you're right. We all suffer through a state of, you know, trusting and figuring it out and investigating it. But I like how you tie in investigating and, you know, the intuition of investigating all in one.
Yeah, I never really was aware that I used my intuitive ability in my investigative work. But I when I was conducting research, and I did I'm also very logical and analytical.
You are very logical.
Yeah, so I was able to detect patterns, you know, and so then when I actually was on site doing public record searches, which, and in particular, this was to locate other companies owned by two people, and I couldn't search online through, you know, through the computer. I had to actually go on site. And I was able to figure out which from, I knew about 20 companies they owned, and then I was able to multiply that to 200 or so companies just using my logic, my, you know, ability to analyze, and also my intuition to recognize that they often use certain words in the naming of their companies. So that was pretty unique for me to all of a sudden realize, oh my gosh, I'm actually fusing all of my abilities into one, you know, one task. So that was pretty cool.
That is very cool that you were able to, you know, see that and know that you were, to know that you were doing that is great, and to figure out that you're actually utilizing all of the many gifts that you have combined together to investigate a case, which, you know, can really work for all of us. I think that's great.
Yeah, and sometimes I have the uncanny ability to tell, you know, when someone's lying to me, both in a professional capacity as well as a non-professional capacity, and they don't understand that I can see right through them. I mean, that's not 100% of the time, especially if I'm involved emotionally, it may not be so easy. But there mm-hmm. have been numerous times where I can just tell that somebody's lying to me based on a number of cues that I pick up. And that's, you know, that's partly training, that's partly just intuition. So my intuitive abilities definitely operate and assist me in my everyday life as well as in my professional life and in my healing work. So I feel like I'm pretty lucky.
Yeah, well, you've had a lot of things happen where, you know, different people have come to you, even family, and that's really neat because sometimes we get caught up in our logical minds and we say, oh, no, I could never do that. I'm not that way. I'm just logical. I'm just that way. There's no way I could have that, when really maybe we all have it.
Yeah, I think I had told your listening audience the last time I was on, my youngest daughter, who's in her late 20s, was looking for a job, and she wanted to relocate. She had moved home with me for a few months and wanted to relocate and change from one aspect of her career to another. And she had applied for a job, and every step of the way she kept, you know, she was doubting her ability to get the job, and she kept saying, Mom, would you please check in with the angels and see, you know, what they say about this? Are they going to respond to my application? Are they going to, and then when they did, you know, is this going to go anywhere? And so every step of the way I would check in with the angels, and I would just communicate what I was getting. And near the end, I reached a state where she had already gone out there for the in-person interview, and she came back home and she said, well, do you think they're going to hire me? And she was asking me these questions. So I connected and I expressed what I was getting, which was, yes, they're going to contact you, but they're going to want to check your references and they're going to want to check this. And I just kept, you know, communicating what I was getting. Well, do you know, 2 hours later, she received an email saying almost identical to what I had told her based on what I was getting. And so now, thankfully, she's happily employed and loves her job. But it was just the whole progression of that, which was very interesting to me. And now she's a firm believer. She used to be a little skeptical about whether I was really connecting with angels or whether it was me who was doing the, not only the talking, but the thinking. And so now she's a full believer.
You know, a lot of people ask me what the difference is between, you know, and I mean, yeah, we can get bad news too, and we can get news to help. You know, I look at it as when you're getting when you're getting guidance and it's news that's not grand news. You know, people are like, do you always tell them great news all the time? No. But in the same breath, you're problem solving. You know, people say, how do you tell the difference between fear, like, you know, your fear talking when you're, you know, an intuitive reader or you're trying to get messages, or when it's angels, light talking to you? And you'll get the difference because a lot of times I think, and you can give your take on this too, they help you problem solve through it, you know, what you're doing.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, my belief is that specifically in communicating with the angels, the communications that come from them are always coming from a place of love. The angels don't want to beat us down. They don't want us to go around with our shoulders hunched over, feeling despair. So they come from a place, the messages come from a place of love. And they're empowering. They're not necessarily, they're not lying. There's a difference between falsifying the message to, or putting a spin on it so that it's positive, versus, you know, being, telling the the truth of the message, but having it said in an empowering way. I don't know if that communicates well, but
I think I understand what you're saying.
And it means
they're coming from a very light place. You know, it's a very, you can tell, you know, they don't want us hunched over or worried. They want us, you know, they want us to come to them and be with them and be in a nice, soft, light place instead of, you know, worrying about, you know, what's next or how you're going to get there or how it's going to get there. You know, you can tell just by the communication of it, how it's coming through, how it's delivered. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and an instance comes to mind a few years ago, about a year and a half, 2 years ago. My oldest daughter's dog, who was an elderly dog, was not doing well, and he was, I could tell from what she was saying and also having seen him that he was in the very later stages of his life. And she kept asking me to communicate with angels and get messages. And, you know, near the very end, it was clear that he didn't have too much longer to live. And she had taken him one time already to the vet, and she just couldn't go through with having him put down at that point. And so she brought him back home. And I had communicated with the angels, and they said, you know, he's starting to really suffer and have great pain. And so I think, you know, they said it was time. So I communicated that to her, and we both cried, and yet she understood that it was with her best interests in mind, as well as especially for his, that she take him to be put down at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually kind of interesting. This is a story. I don't know if I shared this with you before. But prior to the point where she had to put him down, she called me up, and he was having a lot of difficulties. And she had taken him to the vet, and the vet wanted to prescribe all this expensive medicine. And she said, "Mom, would you communicate with angels and find out, you know, what I need to do?" So I did communicate with them. And interestingly enough, the message they gave me was totally unexpected. And let me just backtrack a minute. A very close friend of mine had given me a book that was for pet owners, and I don't have a pet myself, but it was written by a holistic veterinarian. And she had brought her dog to him and had bought the book and thought I might like to have it. Well, I had it sitting on my bed next to my pillow for months, and I kept intending to open it and read it and never did. So the message I got from the angels, well, I had told her some things that they were communicating to me, but then when she asked me a particular question, and I don't remember exactly what it was, the message I got back was, "Look in the book on your bed." And it totally surprised me because I wasn't expecting that. So I told her, "Okay, in the morning when I'm less tired, I'll look at the book and I'll let you know what I find." So I was getting ready for bed, and of course I couldn't go to bed without looking. So I first was looking in the index to see if they had anything about the particular issue she had asked me about, and there was nothing mentioning it. So then I started flipping through the book. Well, darn if I didn't land on a page, and I started reading it, and it was exactly what I had told her to do, and which was communicated through the angels, because I didn't have any idea about this stuff. It was totally out of my informative database, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so I think that the message was as much for me as for her, in that they were trying to show me, see, you just have to trust us. This is clearly, you know, an issue of or an instance where you just need to trust us that we're giving you the correct information. So that was unbelievable. I mean, even to this day, I still marvel at the instances where I get information that I know did not come from me, because there's no way I would have known it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't know it, but they knew it, and it was just coming out of you, and you just acted on it. And I have been in the same thing where I'm thinking, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I know I got to do it because, and then, you know, you never know why. You just step into the world of, okay, I'm doing this anyway, and then you see it later, but then you think,
right,
okay, I would have never known to do that. I just sort of listened. You know, and people just marvel over that. And I've had a few instances like that myself. So that's really amazing.
And let me just say at this point that we all have intuitive ability, but not all of us listen to the messages we're getting or the signs that we're seeing. And I'm not any better than anyone else, to be very honest with you, but I've allowed myself to trust and to listen to the messages I'm getting and to interpret the signs that I'm seeing. And it takes practice. As you mentioned in the beginning, I always knew from the time I was much younger that I had intuitive ability, but I didn't act on it and I didn't utilize it or practice it to improve. And so maybe it's because I've grown up, I don't know, but it's practicing and just allowing myself to trust that the signs, you know, the interpretation of the signs I'm getting and what I'm hearing is for the person's best interest or for my best interest, you know, depending on the situation. And that's
absolutely
the thing when, before I do a reading or a healing, I always communicate with my angels and, you know, request that the information or the messages I receive are in the best interest of the person that I'm working on or working with. So that's really, you know, that's important. And I make sure I remove myself from the reading because I want it clear that I'm not, you know, that it's not me that's speaking.
Yeah, those are very important things, especially removing yourself from the reading so you're not, you know, in it, but you're just kind of allowing what is to come through to be there that is, so that, you know, we're not looking at it from our point of view. So very good points.
Yeah, and I think I had mentioned this maybe even the last time I was on your show. Again, my youngest daughter, when she was living in New York, she wanted me to connect with the angels to get some information about a couple of the young men she was dating. And I was, I communicated with them and was telling her what I was getting. And she said, "Mom, is that you talking or is that the angels?" And I told her, I said, "You know, honey, I can't tell the difference because it is coming. I know it's coming through me, but it's my voice, you know, so it's hard for me in a lot of ways to distinguish it. But if you don't believe that's coming from the angels, then test me." So she said, "Okay." So then she proceeded to start. She said, "I'm going to just give you the name of someone that I either have gone out with or am thinking of going out with or have met." you know, and want to go out with. Mm-hmm. And I want you to tell me what you're getting about them. And so she went through about five different names, and I was just communicating the messages I was getting. And finally, at the end of the fifth one, she says, "Okay, Mom, I believe you." Because each of the, she could confirm that, you know, a lot, like I either was getting a message about what they looked like or what their intention was. And in some of the instances, she said, "Yeah, that's what I was thinking too." And she's also somewhat intuitive. She just hasn't, you know, experienced or practiced it enough to get to the point where she can trust her intuition. But that was really a funny situation.
That is pretty funny. And, you know, the fact that, you know, you just knew certain things that nobody else could know. And I've been in instances like that where, you know, I even had a friend of mine ask me, you know, "Well, tell me about Tom." And I told her a bunch of things, and I kept seeing this ridiculous hot dog above his head and all the things about hot dogs. And I said, "That is totally ridiculous. That's stupid. Why would that happen?" And she's like, "Oh, well, he, you know, wrote this commercial for the Oscar Mayer weenie, you know, people." And I said, "That's why he has the hot dog above his head. I thought I was going nuts because I was seeing hot dog stands, and I thought, why would a rich guy be going to a hot dog stand?" But see, that's when we let our logic get in the way. You know, here they're
right,
really trying to tell me, you know, here's this guy, you know, and it was funny, but I'm just like, man, if I tell somebody that, they're going to really think that I'm weird, and they're going to, you know, send you off to the loony farm or the straitjacket or whatever. But, you know, that just goes to show you that when you really step out and you put faith into it, as ridiculous as that was, as soon as I said that, and I said, "Just go ahead and, you know, tell me I'm crazy now," I was not really crazy. That really happened. And I went,
right,
okay, that's pretty wild. So he wrote the commercial for the Oscar Mayer weenie people. Okay, that totally makes sense why there would be a hot dog there. Because
exactly.
I was meshing rich person or person who's very successful with, you know, why would somebody buy a 65-cent hot dog or whatever? You know, it didn't really register. I thought, this is the nuttiest thing I think I've ever, you know, seen in my life. But then when you step out
right
into that, it's really quite fascinating, you know, in the ending. So it's
exactly,
it's good. And you had that experience with your daughter, you know, just out of an
right
instant. You gave her, you know, information, and bam, she knew finally that you were telling her something spot on that was absolutely correct. So
right,
that's amazing.
But, you know,
we do have some people in here that are calling, and then I'll let you go ahead
okay
and finish. We do have some callers.
Oh, I was
raising
just
their hands, all excited to talk to you.
Oh, great. Well, I just want to mention one thing. You bring up a good point that, you know, sometimes the messages we receive aren't words, but they're pictures. And I sometimes get that too, and other times I get words or, you know, specifically sentences or something like that. But sometimes I do see pictures. They show me pictures. So that's a good point.
Yeah, and sometimes we won't always understand what those pictures are. I mean, if people told me years ago that I was going to be singing and, you know, driving a car in some form, which, you know, yeah, I'm sure I could see myself doing that, but not like all in the same order, you know, I probably would have looked at them and said, "You're nuts." But, you know, I mean, they've been trying to tell me that forever, and then they're like, "Ha ha, look, see, it happened." And I'm going, yeah, ha ha too. That's just great. You guys just really know. And see, they do. That's the funny thing. They do. They'll tell you, and then you'll just be, "That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard." And then, you know, it'll happen. And then you go, "Okay, it's not so ridiculous." Sure.
Right.
So, you know, and that's just our human mind and what we do in our human mind. But, you know, I love how you tied that all in, and you said, well, sometimes we get pictures, sometimes we get feelings, sometimes we know things in the pit of our stomach, sometimes we connect with things, you know, things just happen. Amazing things happen, you know, in this world. So it's really cool
yeah
stuff.
And also, just to tie it up with a bow, sometimes I don't get this, but I have known other intuitives who get the smell of something, you know, like the smell of cigarette smoke, and you know, they get a specific smell and want and aren't quite sure how it relates, or they get a, as you said, a particular emotion around something. So yeah, it doesn't come all in one size or one shape. You know, the messages come in various ways. And we have to be open to it, you know, open to receive in all the different ways.
Well, you know, a lot of times people will say, how do I turn on my intuition? I'm not intuitive. How do I do? I'm not psychic, you know, like intuitive also. And I say, well, it's your five senses heightened. You might see, hear, feel, taste, touch, smell, know, you know, do, you know, acting's one too. Sometimes you'll just know to act and then you'll react. Or smell, taste, touch, hear, feel, know. You know, it's all connected, and it's five senses that were given to you, six probably, including the spiritual, you know, that you're just given and you work with, and they'll work with you to the whatever capacity that is. And, you know, you're really good with that too. So that's really awesome.
Thank you. So are we going to take some calls now?
I am ready when you are. Let's go to our first caller, who is 805. You're on with Amanda and Marsha. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Marsha. This is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Anna.
Hi, we're good.
I'm great.
Good. I wanted to know what the angels were saying about more money coming into my life and perhaps a relationship. These two things I've been struggling with for a while.
So, are you currently working, or what is your situation?
No, I'm not working. No.
So, what I'm getting is that you are going to, your financial situation is going to improve, but it's not going to be through a job, and it's going to be an unexpected gift to you.
I believe that. I enter a lot of sweepstakes. I have been lucky in the past. I won a car. I've won five trips. And I enter a lot of money. Yeah. I'm going to be in a bingo tournament. And, so I kind of depend on that way of winning. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's going to come to you in an unexpected way. So be on the lookout for it. And continue participating in sweepstakes.
What?
Oh, what I said was continue participating in sweepstakes.
Yes, I do it every day.
Good.
Yeah, that was right on. What do you feel about a relationship coming in for me soon?
The angels are telling me that you're going to meet someone through a friend, and it's somebody that you don't, it's not a super close friend, but it's someone that you do know, and you're going to around the time of the holidays, and they're not saying specifically Thanksgiving, but between now and the end of the year with all the holidays, you're going to reconnect with this person, and through her, you're going to meet a gentleman, and it's going to result in your dating him on a somewhat regular basis, and then it's going to get more serious. So yes, you are going to meet someone.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, you are so right on with the winning bit, because I don't work, and I can't really work too much because I'm on disability. And I mean, that was just so right on. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're going to have unexpected wins. It's going to happen. And you know, the relationship is going to be good, too. When you meet them through this friend, you're going to really feel connected. So I'm excited for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Anna.
Thank you
for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Our next caller is area code 832. You're on with Amanda and Marsha. How are you?
Good. Hi, Amanda. Hi, Marsha. This is me.
Hi.
I'm calling from Texas. My question was around my love life as well, if you saw anything in that.
I'm getting, and I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. What is it?
It's pronounced Neetu.
Neetu?
Yes.
I'm getting that you are going to meet someone He's going to be tall, slender, dark hair, and it's going to be while you're out and about in an unexpected situation, possibly in an elevator, or also I'm getting possibly the grocery store, but you're going to be striking up a conversation with each other, and, you know, it's just going to be what seems to be an unexpected, you know, mundane situation where you wouldn't necessarily be looking to meet someone. And he's actually this, I'm getting that, and I don't know that he's either Korean or Asian.
I felt Asian, Marcia. Asian's coming in really deep. He's got some Asian practices.
And he's actually a perfect gentleman, and you're going to really enjoy the little bit of conversation, and he's going to ask you for your number, and it's going to lead to your dating him.
Okay. And do you see that, like, by this year, or is that next year?
I'm seeing that it's sometime in the near future. I don't see a particular time slot.
I'm going to tell you what came to me. I got a time slot, Marcia. I'm going to throw it out there. It's this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thanks,
all right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, let's see. Our next caller is area code 806. Hello, 806. You're on with Amanda and Marcia.
Hi, Amanda and Marcia. This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
I'm outstanding. Thank you. I wanted to know what you were picking up for me. Any messages in particular concerning a move or love life? Those are the two issues I'm trying to manifest. I'd love to meet someone and then move.
What I'm picking up is that the energy where you're currently living is not really good for you, that it's not empowering you. It's actually not particularly good for your health, and that you would be much better off in a, I'm seeing, they're showing me a huge sun, and so I'm taking it to mean a warmer climate, a climate, I don't know where 806 is. Where are you?
I'm in Texas in the panhandle, just south of Amarillo.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the weather is.
You're right at the top.
You're moving to sunnier. It's a sunnier environment with more friendly people. I don't feel like where you are is very, I'll just say it, sunny and warm. You're going somewhere sunny and warm. I'm right on with her. I feel like your energy is not happy and you're sick because you're not where you need to be. So you're going to move and get there and be happier. Go ahead, Marcia.
As far as a love life, thank you, Amanda. I'm glad that you were getting the same thing. As far as your love life, you're not going to meet someone where you are, because that would just sort of hold you back and keep you more entrenched in where you are, where you're living currently. And so, I think you need to concentrate on where you are going to be moving to first, and then once you move there, it's almost going to be like you're a different person. Your energy, your vibration that you give off is going to be so much more positive, and men are going to be attracted to you, and you're not going to have any trouble meeting someone and start dating.
And I know that deep in my heart, but I just don't know where that place is. I know it's probably west. I just don't know if it's New Mexico or California.
It's west. It's got to be west, because you got
to
get out of where you are right now. It's not healthy for you. And then you'll meet the guy that you're supposed to meet, because you have to get out of where you are because of your health. Like, I keep getting that where you are, your body is just not happy. So Marcia is nailing it. She's right on.
Yeah.
She's right on, Marcia. You hit it.
And I'm getting Southern California for you. Somewhere around San Diego, or maybe not in San Diego.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
It's got to be San Diego. Yeah.
Malibu or somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Now, you're getting your, and I'm not doubting or anything like that, but I know that sometimes when you really, really want something, it shows up in the reading to stay, you know, and do you guys feel like that's from a highest and best? It's not just my wishful thinking. So.
Yes. Before I came on the radio today, I did my meditation and I asked that the messages that the angels give me would be in the best interest of the respective callers. So I'm secure that it's not based on what you're wishing or hoping for. It's actually the communication from the angels, what is in your best interest.
Right, because my communication, if I am truly communicating, I can't tell the difference between my own inner voice and what they're telling me. So you were dead on earlier when you were saying that. I have to go, okay, wait a minute, is that me or is that
the message? Yeah, Marsha has the same thing. Like we talked about earlier.
Yeah. So I always just double check, and it's not that I don't trust it or whatever. It's just, you know, it's a message, and I just want to make sure I'm hearing it correctly.
Right. I think, Sherry, that...
But what you're saying resonates on my tummy level, so...
Oh, good. That's the area of the solar plexus, and that's where our emotions and our yeah.
Right.
Yep.
That's really the only thing I know for sure is when my stomach acts up, something's up. So when I get
right.
the little vibration, I can always say, well, I may not know whose voice that is, but my tummy knows.
Right. Oh, great. Thanks for sharing that. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you, ladies. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Good luck. Okay, Marsha, we have two more people, and then we're done. So I'm going to go ahead and go to 661. You're on with Amanda and Marsha. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Amanda?
I'm doing fine. Hello, Canada.
Oh, hi. Hello. Hi, Marsha. Sorry, I wasn't sure whether you would hear me or not, so I sort of stopped. Yes, thank you. Miss Canada. There you go.
Miss Canada.
There we go. Listen, I wanted to actually really interesting feedback. The same thing for myself. I get my answers, and sometimes I'm just not sure whether that is my wishful thinking that is interfering, or really whether it is my guidance. I mean, I know it works for the healing that I do, but so my question is, in regards to, I had a court case that is remanded, I guess, till March. And do you have a sense about that going forward?
So it was remanded to another court, or it was postponed in the same court?
Well, it was given that we did not have enough information. We didn't have bank records, and there was a lot of deceit, actually, from his lawyer, who, and I don't know whether it was him lying or both of them, but I think it's both of them.
Yeah, what I'm getting is that they're going to keep throwing up in the, even when the case resumes, throwing out things to confuse, you know, that really don't have any bearing on or validity with regard to the case. And your lawyer, hopefully you have a good one, but hopefully he'll be able or she'll be able to see right through the obfuscation of the other party's attorney and keep bringing him back to the point, because it's a lot of smoke and mirrors, you know, that they're trying to confuse the issue and get you to back down because you're just from frustration. So
right.
Stick to your guns, make sure that you let your attorney know that no matter what the other side throws your way, just to keep on point, and you'll see some satisfaction out of it.
Okay. So they will proceed to the March 19th date that's been set aside.
Yes.
Do
so
you feel that?
I'm getting there.
Same thing, Marcia. And I think it's both of them, Sandra, like you're thinking in your gut.
Mm-hmm. Well, the real problem is I can only get bank records for 7 years, and that's all that the bank have them. And we've been separated for 4 years. We were never married, so so I guess I'll get whatever I can. But they are certainly will not be from back to 15 years ago.
Right. I know the records in Canada or the laws in Canada are very different from in the U.S. In fact, in a lot of ways, they're much more strict as far as what private investigators can obtain. But my recommendation, you know, from a professional standpoint, is if your attorney is not hiring a private investigator to assist with the search, that, you know, that's the first order of business, is to, you know, hire someone. And, I mean, I do know a few private investigators that I could, I mean, I don't remember their names off the top of my head, but I could look them up. And, you know, if you need someone, contact Amanda and she'll get.
Sandra, I would take Marcia's advice and get you a private investigator, just because, you know, she and I have worked so closely together, and I really take her words to heart because she is very good and spot on with everything that she does. So contact me after and we'll get you set up with a private investigator, because I'm really feeling like you need one.
Okay.
And she's spot on.
Okay. All righty. I was hoping that my sense was that he just wants $25,000, and, you know, I just don't have it. So, I mean,
no,
it's going to be $50,000 to go to court. So,
So
I felt he would just leave it, but he's a dog with a bone. Is that, and this is affecting my abundance blocks as well, correct?
Yeah, we need to get that clear. Your abundance is going to clear because you're working through this. And once you get a hold of Marcia and we get that at least set up, it'll be cleared for you.
Okay. All righty. Okay, thanks, ladies. I'll talk to you
later.
Thank you.
Okay,
thanks,
yeah, just message me.
Okay.
I got you. Bye-bye.
You.
Okay, Marcia, we have one more caller, and it's area code 618. It looks like an Illinois caller. You're on with Amanda. And Marcia, how are you?
Hi, Marcia and Amanda. I'm wondering what you see in the form of a relationship for me.
And what is your name?
My name is Susan Kay.
Susan Kay.
Hi. Okay.
I'm getting that sometime right after the first of the year that you will be meeting someone. And it's going to happen again where you least when you least expect it. This gentleman is going to be a couple years younger than you, a professional. I'm getting that he's going to be attracted by your bubbly personality, and that, you know, the age difference isn't going to be enough to make any difference. It's not going to bother him. It may bother you initially, but, you know, don't let it, because this gentleman is successful, and just go with the flow of the relationship. You know, start dating him and, you know, see how it goes from there. But he's not particularly tall. He's maybe got a few extra pounds, but not fat. So.
Yeah, he's not bad. He's a little short, but, you know, he's very sweet. He's got a good personality.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what counts.
Yes, and he definitely is going to be taken in by you, and what's going to draw him in is that he's going to see you're very lively and bubbly, and he that's going to appeal to him.
Mm-hmm. And as far as any money coming in, do you see me perhaps writing a book or something to change the vibrations as far as money?
What I'm getting is that not a book, but a series of possibly a series of short stories based on your
yes.
experiences.
Mhm.
Well, you got that right on, Marsha. I saw the same thing. I saw the book, but it was like little books. It was like, you know, in little sections of books. We got that together at the same time.
Yes,
yeah, stories.
You got that right on because that's what some people, everybody writes differently, and mine definitely would have to be in the form of, because I've had so many experiences, like with the angels that you were talking about earlier in the show,
mm-hmm.
and how you can smell the odors that come with different spirits and angels
right.
and that. And actually, that's what I wanted to write about.
Oh, great. Well,
experiences in all forms of psychic phenomena.
That's awesome. And please promise me that when you do write it and
we want to see it.
Yes, I definitely would love to read it.
Both of us will read it.
Okay, lady. Okay, one of the experiences was a couple of years ago, I was almost close to bedridden, and I
mm-hmm.
sleep on my couch. And in my
mm-hmm.
head, I was thinking, I had a house full of people, and I thought to myself, why do I feel so wonderful? Why don't I hurt anymore? And I looked at myself, glanced down at my body, and I was sitting on the lap of the most beautiful angel I've ever seen in my life. I felt
oh,
the feathers, everything.
That's wonderful.
And that's why experiences like that
that's
are
awesome.
Just so amazing. And people may find it hard to believe, but it happens in people's lives. It does.
That's so beautiful.
So,
I love it.
Yes,
that's wonderful.
And
thank you for sharing.
I never will forget that because of the feelings. And I looked around the room and I just could sense everything at the same time. So it was wonderful.
Oh, wow.
But I
thank
appreciate
you.
You ladies taking my call, and you have a wonderful, wonderful day. God bless you.
You too. Thank you for calling. God bless
thank
you.
Thank you.
Okay, Marsha, that's the end of our show. Did you have anything else you wanted to add before we end today?
No, just to remind people that I am available for readings, and just send me an email. Again, Marsha, M-A-R-S-H-A .Shulman, S-H-U-L-M-A-N @gmail.com.
Awesome, and you can find me at starwaya @hotmail.com for the same thing. You should definitely check out Marsha. She's awesome. We're going to have to do this again, and maybe we'll just come down and visit you in Florida. How does that sound?
That sounds great. You're welcome here.
I love it, and like I said, I really want to thank you for my first awesome experience in falling into the arms of the angels. You know, I will never forget that. And, you know, how trusting
oh.
I became after that journey and you taking me in like that during my first class. So, you know, I will never forget that. You've touched my life in so many ways, and you're just an amazing reader and an investigator. So I'm happy you were on my show today.
Thank you so much, Amanda. I'd be willing to be on any time. Just let me know.
Oh, you're going to be booked again, don't you worry, and I'm going to be seeing you real soon, I'm sure of it. You know, we're going to have to go to the beach. We already talked about that, the salt water. So I will talk to you soon, Marsha. Thank you. Blessings, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
I got to know she's blue. Yeah, I got to know she's blue. Speak one love has done. Hello, everyone. Bea Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob.
Human, there's a thought, now you decide. Compassion in the jungle.